Good morning, Borodar, and welcome to our online service of morning worship. An opening prayer. Lord, as you have called us, make us worthy of our calling. Guide us that we may become the people you would have us be. Direct us that we may do what you would have us do. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace. Before we say the words of the peace, think of someone who's not with you right now. Someone you'd like to share the peace with. Just picture their face. The peace. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And also with you. We come now to our first hymn, number 975, Before the Throne of God Above.
Before the throne of God above, I have a strong, a perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart. Satan tempts me to despair and tells me all the guilt within. Upward I look and see him there who made an end to all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted. Perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased with his blood, my life is saved with Christ on high. Christ my Saviour and my God, with Christ my Saviour and my God.
We have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek forgiveness of our sins, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may give ourselves to the service of God. We confess our sins. Lord God, we have sinned against you and done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We now come to our gradual hymn for this morning. Number 699, Thou Whose Almighty Word.
Heard and took their flight. It was
Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Ein tad, hwnwyt yn y nefoedd, Sancteiddio'r enw, dilyd y deyrnas, gwneli'r dewyllus, megis yn y nef, felly ar y ddear hefyd. Dyroi ni heddiw ein bara benyddiol a maddau ni ein dyledion, fel y maddiw ninnau ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth eithi'r gwared ni rhag drwg, canys eiddo ti o'r deyrnas, a'r nerth a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen.
The Collect for the 8th Sunday after Trinity. Almighty Lord and everlasting God, we beseech you to direct, sanctify and govern both our hearts and bodies in the ways of your laws and the works of your commandments, that through your most mighty protection, both here and ever, we may be preserved in body and soul through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
The New Testament reading is taken from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth take its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be the glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
The Gospel reading today from John tells us about two miraculous events. Firstly, the feeding of the 5,000, and then Jesus walking on water. Both events are mentioned in all four Gospels, but there are different emphases on the events that occurred. The Gospels are pretty consistent in the accounts of the feeding of the 5,000. And in Matthew it says about 5,000 men were fed that day, in addition to the women and children, and therefore it seems likely that the total number was close to 10 to 15,000. The number of men listed is listed separately because in Jewish culture of that time, men and women usually ate apart when in public, and the children ate with the women. Let us picture the scene. They have just crossed over the Sea of Galilee. Huge crowds have been following Jesus and his disciples because they had seen Jesus healing the sick. Jesus and his disciples were actually trying to slip quietly away toward Bethsaida, but the crowds had found out where they were going and followed them by boat and running round the sea. As Jesus and the disciples stepped ashore, they surrounded them. This was becoming late afternoon, and it had been a very long day already for Jesus and his disciples. Mark chapter 6 verse 34 says, Jesus saw the huge crowd as he stepped from the boat, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. They were then about 9 miles from the nearest town of Bethsaida, so there are no food shops anywhere nearby. If anyone knew where to get food, it would have been Philip, because he was from Bethsaida. Jesus was testing Philip to strengthen his faith. By asking for a human solution, knowing there was none, Jesus highlighted the amazing and miraculous act that he was about to perform. When Jesus asked Philip whether they could buy a great amount of bread, Philip started assessing the potential cost. Jesus wanted to teach him that financial resources are not the most important ones. In Matthew, the wording is slightly different, but the meaning is the same. Matthew records as follows. That evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it is already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to their villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus replied, "That isn't necessary. You feed them." Is there perhaps a note of exasperation in the voice of Jesus at the disciples' failure to see the possibility of divine intervention, despite the time they had spent with him? They were limited by their earthly thinking, their focus on the practicalities of money to buy food. In Mark, it is expressed with total clarity. Again, Jesus said, "You feed them." With what they asked, we'd have to work for months to earn enough money to buy food for all these people. Jesus replies, "How much bread do you have? Go and find out." Again, a hint of exasperation. They came back with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. The rest is history, including 12 baskets of leftovers. We can limit what God does in us by assuming what is and what is not possible. Is there some impossible task that you believe God wants you to do? We must not let our estimate of what can't be done to keep us from taking on the task. God can do the miraculous. Trust him to provide the resources. The disciples are contrasted with a young boy who brought what he had. They certainly had more resources than the boy, but they knew that they did not have enough, so they didn't give anything at all. The boy gave what little he had, and it made all the difference. If we offer nothing to God, he will have nothing to use, but he can take what little we have and turn it into something great. In performing his miracles, Jesus usually preferred to work through people. In this instance, he took what a young child offered and used it to accomplish one of the most spectacular miracles recorded in the Gospels. Age is no barrier to Christ. Never think you are too young or too old to be of service to him. Some of you may know that I am in the assessment process for selection to train as a priest, and I am on the wrong side of 70. There is a lesson in the leftovers. God gives in abundance. He takes whatever we can offer him in time, ability or resources, and multiplies its effectiveness beyond our wildest expectations. If we take the first step in making ourselves available to God, he will show you how wonderfully you can be used to advance the work of his kingdom. We now come to the end of this very long day for Jesus and his disciples. What happens next is amazing. Jesus tells his disciples to get the boat and cross the lake to go to the other side. Jesus, after sending the people home, goes off by himself to pray to his Father. Remember, it is not long ago that John the Baptist was executed. Jesus, after that very long day, needed time alone. Night fell whilst he was alone. Do we recognise that need in ourselves? With the pandemic, social media all clamouring for our attention, that need to be alone with our God? The disciples set out to cross the lake, but a storm blew up. The Sea of Galilee is some 600 feet below sea level and only 150 feet deep, and is prone to violent storms. Such a storm blew up, and they were struggling to fight and make progress against the very heavy waves. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning when Jesus became aware that the disciples were in trouble. Jesus set off walking on the water. And when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost." But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid. Take courage. I am here." It is only in Matthew that the following is recorded. Peter called out to him, "Lord, if it is really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." Jesus replied, "Yes, come." So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But Peter lost focus and only felt the powerful wind and the wild sea, and he was afraid. He cried out to the Lord, "Save me, Lord." Jesus grabbed him and said, "You have so little faith. Why did you doubt me?" Yet it is to Peter that Jesus said, "You are my rock, and on you I will build my church." It took a great deal of courage and faith to make Peter step out of the boat and go into the raging waves. But having made the first step, he looked at the waves, saw how powerful the storm was, and began to flounder until Jesus saved him. I wonder if we all can think of times when we have had the courage and made that first step, only to falter when the reality of what we are doing hits us. Those are the times when we have to really focus on Jesus, and we too will become rocks of faith. This passage from John, and also the other Gospels, has some very powerful and important things to say to us. Think about all the events, and one word leaps out, and that word is trust. Do we as Christians really trust that Jesus is there for us 24/7? A number of questions come into mind. Do we feed ourselves with God's word from the scriptures to keep us going in the right direction? Do we trust our Lord and Saviour with all the daily happenings in our lives, whether they be good or bad? When things are going well, do we give thanks to the Lord, or is it only in times of trouble that we turn to the Lord for help? When we mourn for the loss of a loved one, do we turn to and trust in the Lord for our comfort in sadness and in grief? Our Lord loves us with a love that is endless and infinite. How strong is our love in return? These whole events, the feeding of the 5,000, and the disciples in the boat being terrified, the loss of focus of Peter suddenly losing sight of Jesus and feeling the power of wind and wave, are all about trusting in our Lord and Saviour for all the events and happenings in our lives. When I think about and ponder on these events, I am overcome by a sense of utter awe at what our God can do. Let us let him do it in our lives. Trust in God for all things. Amen. We come now to our next hymn, number 676. There is no love like the love of Jesus.
There is no love like the love of Jesus, never to fail or fall. Till into the fold of the peace of God he has gathered us all. Jesus' love, precious love, boundless and pure and free. Oh, turn to that love, weary, wandering soul. Jesus pleadeth for thee. There is no heart like the heart of Jesus, filled with a tender love. No throb nor throe that our hearts can know, but he feels it above. Jesus' love, precious love, boundless and pure and free. Oh, turn to that love, weary, wandering soul. Jesus pleadeth for thee. Oh, let us hark to the voice of Jesus. Oh, may we never roam, till safe we rest on his loving breast in the dear heavenly home. Jesus' love, precious love, boundless and pure and free. O turn to that love-weary wandering soul, Jesus pleadeth for thee.
Everlasting God, we pray that all who come into our church may be enabled to renew their relationship with you and may find in you rest, peace, strength, grace, and most of all your abiding presence. Help us as a congregation to be outward looking, that through our fellowship we may share our faith and the gospel of your Son Jesus Christ with those who we love and live amongst. We pray also for the many plans that are being made as we begin to ease our way out from the COVID restrictions. Give us wisdom, Lord, to know what it is that you would have us do. Help us to see and meet the needs of this community where you have placed us. Give us vision, Lord. Provide what is needed so that what we do will be fruitful and bring glory to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we pray for the people of our world who are less fortunate than we are, especially those who live in the third world, in countries where there is very little stability, and in countries where there is drought or famine, and where there is a shortage of COVID vaccine. Help us to remember those who are weary with the relentless struggle to keep alive. For those who can never look forward to a good meal and a comfortable bed. For those who barely have the necessities of life, much less the luxuries which we so often take for granted. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, may the needs of our families, friends and neighbours be made clear to us today, and may we find that in our giving to them, we grow closer to you. We thank you for those whose work sustains our country and the community in which we live. We pray for Matthew as he continues to recuperate, for Judith and all who continue to serve you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Healing God, we raise you before you those who are sick. We ask that you ease their pain and heal the damage done to them in body, mind, or spirit. Be present with them through the support of friends and in the care of doctors and nurses. Fill them with the warmth of your love, now and always. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, we commend into your hands those whom we have loved and now have lost. You gave them breath and loved and cared for them throughout their lives. Receive them now in your eternal kingdom. And may they rest in peace and rise in glory. We name in our hearts those close to us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Faithful God, we dedicate all these people and petitions to your loving care. Give us the strength and courage to walk alongside those in need, to fight for justice for the oppressed, and to allow others to see you in us and in all that we do in the coming week. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And now our closing hymn, number 708, To God Be the Glory.
sin and open the life gate that all may come in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. O perffaith achubiaeth drud pwrcas y gwaed, i bob un a gredo a ddewid o dad, i'r ffiaeth droseddwr yr Iesu ar ydd, yn gardwn ar unwaith pan gaff o bwyr ffydd. Glod i ddiw, a'i trafau ar y lef. Glod i ddiw, glod i ddiw, llaw yn haid i'r agref. O dewch a gwaredwch trwy'r mab at y tad, rochydd o'r gogoniant mar beddau ynad.
Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But pure and higher and greater will be our wonder, our rapture, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness and protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen.